ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 के 12 सॉरी सो थ्री वर्सेस आर देयर 12 13 एंड 14 12 एंड 13 आई विल चैंट एंड 14 वी विल चैंट टुगेदर। तथेति मिलिताक्षेषु भगवान अग्निमूलबनम् पित्वा मुखेन तांत्रिश्राद् योगादीशो वयोमशात्। ट्रांसलेशन। ऑल राइट, द बॉयज रिप्लाइड एंड इमीडिएटली क्लोज देयर आईज। देन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मिस्टिक पावर, ओपन्ड हिज माउथ एंड स्वेलोड द टेरिबल फायर, सेविंग हिज फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम डेंजर। इट्स अ स्मॉल पर्पट। द कावर्ड बॉयज वेयर suffering from extreme fatigue, hunger and thirst, and were about to be consumed by a horrible forest fire. All this is indicated here by the word Krishrat. Text 13. Tathaschate kshini unmilya punar bhandira mapita nishamya vishmita asan atmanam gasya mochita. Translation. The coward boys opened their eyes and were amazed to find not only that they and the cows had been saved from the terrible fire, but that they had all been brought back to the bhandir tree. Text 14. Krishnasya yoga viryam tad योग मायानुभावितम् धावाग्नेरात्मना क्षेमम् विक्षते मे निरामरम्। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। कृष्णस्य ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा योग वीर्यम् द मिस्टिक पावर Tath, that yoga maya by his internal power of illusion anubhavitam affected davagne from the forest fire atmanaha of themselves kshemam the deliverance viksha seeing They, many re, thought, Amaram, a demigod. Translation. When the coward boys saw, please repeat, that they had been saved from the forest fire by the Lord's mystic power, which is manifested by his internal potency, they began to think that Krishna must be a demigod. Purport. The coward boys of Vrindavan simply loved Krishna as their only friend and exclusive object of devotion. To increase their ecstasy, Krishna displayed to them his mystic potency and saved them from a terrible forest fire. The coward boys could never give up their ecstatic loving friendship with Krishna. Therefore, rather than considering Krishna to be God, after they saw his extraordinary power, they thought that perhaps he was a demigod. But since Lord Krishna was their beloved friend, they were on the same level with him, and thus they thought that they too must be demigods. In this way, Krishna's coward friends became overwhelmed with ecstasy. Om Agyantikrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Purve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the third class on this chapter. The first was by Akincha Krishna Prabhu, and then we heard from Shruta Kirti Prabhu. So I would continue the theme that was given by the previous speakers. And like we see here, the coward boys and cows were in the forest, and in the scene the cows moved much forward because they were hungry. So they went in the dense forest, and the calves also went with them, and Krishna and the coward man were all behind. And now there is a fire in the forest, and then everybody is afraid. They, as we read today, they are almost in a very horrible situation. They are thirsty, they are feeling the heat, and they are almost on the verge of giving up their bodies. And then Krishna says to them, very instruction point, close your eyes. It's very difficult to close your eyes in this situation, right? So, but somehow the Brajavasis were in very loving mood for the Lord. They didn't have any doubt. And what they did? They closed their eyes. So it was very easy for them to do it. So it looks very easy, but it needs lot of faith, devotion and love. Only then one can understand such instruction. Like if we try to understand this as an example of a small child, and if the mother says him, put your hand in the fire, he will do it. He will not question the mother, right? Because he had that faith, and he is not that outwardly so-called intelligent, smart, educated person. But his only qualification is that he loves the mother, and whatever mother says, he likes to follow. So this we can see in this dealing of the Brajavasis, that they were innocently and they were very simple, without applying any intelligence. When Krishna said, close your eyes, and they closed their eyes. So it looks very simple, but because they were simple, Krishna liked Brajavasis. And because in general the people in this world are very complicated with their mindset, we are struggling to develop that love and devotion for the Lord. So that is why Srila Prabhupada keep emphasizing that keep Krishna in the center. Whatever activity we do, it should take us nearer to Krishna. So any decision we take in our life should encourage us to go nearer to Krishna. If we keep practicing that, this is what the Brajavasis were doing every moment. They were just thinking, where is Krishna? What is Krishna doing? And so by doing this, they develop this faith and love for the Lord, that whatever Krishna says, they just have to do it. So recently we are doing a course on reading, and I came across a very good point which says that if you are reading something, and if after reading we are not following it, then what is the use of reading? So it is a very strong point in a way, that action plan has to come when we read Srila Prabhupada books. Then we can be embedding our consciousness to take decision, keeping Krishna in center always. So another point Srila Prabhupada writes is that despite of seeing such a wonderful appearing activity by the Lord, the Brajavasis still could not accept Krishna as Supreme Personality. They were still treating him as friend. So One of the Acharya comments that even though Krishna saw, it's an Aishwarya Bhav actually. It's an opulence shown by the Lord. It's a power Krishna showed, displayed, like by lifting Govardhan, by killing so much of Asuras. But still, the mood of Brajavasis, these Gopas, in the Sakya Bhav was overpowering that. So despite of seeing such a great opulence, they could not give up the Sakya Bhav of the Lord. So, no, their consciously they were very much into it, that Krishna is our friend. No, they were, just before we read this Palambasur pastime, where they are playing games, they are jumping on each other. So their consciousness is just looking Krishna as a friend. They don't see Krishna as Supreme Personality. So despite of such a wonderful act enacted by the Lord, still that mindset of Gopas could not be changed. That is very important point here. And more the Lord shows the opulence, more the sweetness in the relationship increases. So we can see in the previous pastime, as we are listening from 3-4 chapters, every pastime the Lord is showing some extraordinary opulence in terms of killing some demon, but still the affection between Krishna and the Gopas is increasing more as friends on the Sakya Bhav. So despite of this opulence, what we see is the sweetness of the rasas which the Brajavasis were enjoying is increasing. The rasa is not changing for them. So they are sthir in a way. They are, you know, stable in their bhava, and it is increasing in intensity for the Lord. That is very much special mood which we see in the Brajavasis. The intensity of the rasa keep increasing. The more they serve the Lord, the more they associate in the pastimes with the Lord, and it goes on increasing. And as it increases for them, it increases for Krishna also. So it is like a give and take going on, a competition between them. As we hear about the gopis also, when Radharani looks more beautiful, Krishna gets more pleasure, he also looks more beautiful, then this competition goes on and there is no end to it. So there is no end to it is again not understandable to us, because we have a material mindset where we think that everything is limited. But in Krishna consciousness, everything is unlimited. There is no limit to anything. So, yeah, and another point which is mentioned here is that most important requirement, prerequisite to develop this love is faith. So faith is seed of love. It starts from the faith. So the faith which is depicted by the Brajavasis is exemplary. We can only pray for that to Krishna Balaram, that if he wishes so, he can give that faith to us. And by reading these instructions regularly, we can certainly develop that faith. It is not that it is not possible. It is possible if we try for that. But because we are trying for other things, we are unable to get it. If we are focused to get this faith and love for the Lord, certainly we will get it. So, like Dhruva Maharaj, he was quite determined. So, it just took for a small child just 6 months and Lord appeared before him. So, the Shastra teaches us what is expected from us as a sadhaka. So, another class I was listening on this, and it starts from Saubhuri Muni. We received that because Saubhuri Muni did some mistakes, and so he had some envy, and so the Kalia came, and the Kalia has envy for these Brajavasis, so this forest fire comes. So like this is coming in sequence basically. So if we have envy, the next step is our devotion will be lost, so we have fire. So this fire is not a natural phenomena. That is another take from this shloka. Fire is not natural phenomena. What we see today also in the world, there are many forests catching fire, but it is not natural. It is just a consequence of a wrong decision taken to manage the landscape of the world. Same thing was happening here. So Krishna also appeared with a purpose. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purport in 8th canto that the purpose of Krishna to appear as a cowherd boy was to teach how to take care of cow and calves. So Krishna was practically demonstrating it. You don't have to do any research how to take care of cows. Krishna has taught us everything. So the mistake here was the recycling of the biomass which is created by Mother Earth. Now we are taking a little bit on the science, was not happening proper way. So every species, 84 lakh species, they have a function to perform for the Supreme Personality, and that function is to recycle the biomass which is growing on Mother Earth, which is going on the landscape. But because that is disturbed by human intervention, because that mineral cycling is disturbed, like when we see some leaves falling from a tree, generally we clean that leaves because we look at those leaves as something unclean, something unwanted. But that is a natural system designed by the Lord, where the tree repays Mother Earth for the energy, for the water it has taken from the soil. So the leaves fall on the ground, it accumulates near the roots, and it fertilizes the soil. This is a natural cycle. But somehow, we see everywhere we go, we are just cleaning the dry leaves. But these seasons are with a purpose. So now it's summer, we are complaining, but it is with a purpose. We don't know what is the purpose, so we say it's too hot or too cold. So here, when there is fire, it clearly signifies that the ecosystem processes were not working properly. So Krishna wanted to educate through the Brajavasis to all of us how to live a Krishna-centric life. So like sometimes devotee asks this question, oh, Brajavasis were great devotees, how can they do mistake? But similarly we see in Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna was not bewildered. He was just enacting a role for all of us to understand what Krishna wanted to teach us, to live a Krishna-conscious life. So they are just playing a role model. They are just doing a drama for all of us to understand how to live a Krishna-conscious life. So as we understand, this fire was signifying that mineral cycle was disturbed. That means many, many species were removed by human intervention, and so only fire manifests. So in the previous shlokas, in a purport, it is given that there were cane grass. Cane grass is generally dry, but this Mother Earth is so competent that it can keep the soil moist throughout the year if we don't intervene in that. But because of our intervention, also Prabhupada writes in one of the letter that everywhere green, everywhere Vrindavan. So what does this mean? It means that Mother Earth should be always covered with green sari. We can't be keeping her naked without the sari. But now in the current practice, current scenario, we see generally Mother Earth is without the green cover. That is the major cause of suffering of the humanity. So coming back to this forest fire, it will only manifest when the mineral cycle is not working, when the species which are supposed to do their role are stopped from performing it. To understand for us, right now we are restricting cows from going on the field. Now whole of the Bhagavatam 10th canto, we are just understanding that Krishna was very enthused to take out the cows for grazing. But we are not. So we are just sentimentally attached to cows. We are not following the principle which the Lord is teaching us. So this unwanted things or unintended consequences manifest in our life. So the reason for the forest fire is a disturbance which was caused. And so Krishna came, close your eyes. If you close your eyes, I will do the needful. So the message is that we are not supposed to do anything. We are just supposed to have faith in the Lord and faith in the Lord. And faith in the Lord. Nothing much is expected from us. But because we try to do a lot many things which is not as per expectation of the Lord, and then we end up in frustration. So Srila Jiva Goswami writes that when Krishna asked this Gopas to close the eyes, and the fire was like a sweet nectarian juice entering the Lord's mouth. You know, Krishna just drank it like a nectarian drink. It was not like very hot for the Lord, you know, now some treatment will be needed. And then I also heard from one of the devotees that Because previously some of the Gopa complained, Mother Yashoda, that Krishna is eating sand. So also Krishna wanted them to close eyes. That now again they will go with a complaint that now he's drinking fire now. So also Krishna asked them to close eyes. But I don't know what is the reference for this. But it has some connect. And still one of the Gopa somehow opened eyes and was looking what Krishna is doing, and Krishna could observe that. And before he reached Mother Yashoda, Krishna reached there and he asked for something to eat. Mother, I am hungry. And then Yashoda mother gave him some rice and he ate and he spit out everything. Oh, it's too hot. I can't eat this. And then that child came, the Gopa. You know, Mother Yashoda, today Krishna drank fire and Mother Yashoda slapped him. You idiot. He can't even eat this rice. What are you talking about? So these are some pastimes we can connect with this Leela. But the main message is Krishna was trying to rectify something big mistake which we were doing, and that was connecting the cows with the land, and then only everything will happen the way Krishna wants for us, and then only we can be more Krishna conscious, we can be feeling presence of Krishna throughout the day, throughout the life. It will be very easy and natural for us. We don't have to strive for that. Like we were listening in this class of Japashray by Bhakti Brihad Bhagavad Swami, that we are prescribed to chant and hear what we are chanting. But we should not put any endeavor to do that hearing. It should be very natural. We have to reach to a stage where it happens naturally. So this lifestyle of Vrindavan, where grazing the cows, moving in the forest, living, eating natural foodstuff, is taking us to a situation where remembering Krishna will be very natural and forgetting Krishna will be unnatural. But because we are endeavoring for a different lifestyle, so now our mindset feels that remembering Krishna is something very difficult. Even while chanting, it is difficult to remember what to talk about while not chanting. But because we are molding our life in such a fashion, so we are facing that problem. It's not that Krishna is unkind to create such a situation. So Prabhupada has simply given all the instructions very clearly. Now it is upon us to follow it. And then it will be like closing the eyes and everything is just happening right for us. So today is also many auspicious day, Sita Mata's auspicious appearance day, Janva Mata's appearance day, and Srila Madhu Pandit's disappearance day. So I have some note on that. So Sita Devi's appearance day we will start with. So today is called Sita Navami, as we have Ram Navami. Today is also Sita Navami, appearance day of Mother Sita. So Mother Sita is Bhushakti, so because she is appearing from the earth, and the whole Ramayana pastime, we know that Ravana wanted to enjoy Mother Sita, and the very word Ravana means one who enjoys when somebody is crying. Ravana likes, makes to other cry. When others cry, Ravana enjoys. That is the meaning of the word Ravana. So he is also a Brahmana. So he tried to collect some tax from the citizens, but king cannot collect tax from the Brahmanas. But because he was a Brahmin, he can collect tax from the Brahmins also. So he sent his men to collect tax from some rishis. And the rishis, what do they have to give? So they were very upset when the people came to collect tax, but they were insisting too much. So in anger, they gave some blood from their finger, all of them, in a pot, and they said to them that give this to Ravana and tell him that this will be the cause of his death. And these ministers take this pot to Ravana and tell him that, you know, these rishis were very angry on your request of collecting tax and they have given this blood to us. And he was, for first time he was afraid, you know, in his life, Ravana. He was never afraid of anything otherwise. But today he was afraid when he heard that this will be the cause of his death. And similarly, now Narasimha Chaturdashi is coming, even for Hiranyakashipu, it is said that he was only afraid when Lord Narasimha Dev appeared. He was never afraid before that. So these demons are like that. And so Ravana ordered them to put this pot in a golden box and bury it you know, put it on the earth somewhere, hide it somewhere far, and so that, you know, he is safe. So then we know about Janaka. He did had any child, so he was doing a yagya. The part of the yagya, he has to till the soil. So he was tilling the soil with a plow, and those plows were not the metal plow we are hearing today. It was a wooden plow. So Lord Balaram holds a wooden plow for plowing. So any farming we do, we are only permitted wooden plow. This is what Balaram was doing. He didn't have metal plow. So when he was plowing, he could not go further. And when he could not go further, the part of the sacrifice was he should give charity. He gave charity so that further he can continue, but still he could not go further. So then they started digging, and finally this golden box comes out. In that, this beautiful girl, Sitarani, appears, and Janak was very happy looking to that beautiful girl, and he accepted her as daughter. And she was named Sita because the front part of the plow, which is wooden plow, is called Sita. So because it is called Sita, she was named Mother Sita. And because she was so beautiful, and so everybody was very captivated. It was a big joyous moment there. And then she was growing in her childhood. There was this big Shiva Dhanush, Shiva Bhav there, which was given by Parshuram to Janak. And once she was playing with her friends, and something they were playing went on the tree, and they have to get it down. And Janaka was seeing what they are doing, and he was amazed to see that this Dhanush, the bow of Shiva, was in a big box. They say it is described it had 300 wheels. The box was so big, but she could easily push it forward. She could take it and get the thing down and put it back, and everything was just done in fraction of second. And Janaka was surprised. What is this? Now this is another problem. Now if my daughter is so powerful, then the husband has to be more powerful than her. So previously she was only beautiful, but now she depicted her potency, power also. And so this Swayamvara was arranged, that if anybody can lift this Shiva Bhav, can only marry Mother Sita. So Ravana was also very powerful, but Mother Sita, when she saw Ravana there in the Swayamvara, she started praying to Shiva that if I have love for the Lord Ram, and if I have that chastity, my love has that chastity for Lord Ram, then please don't allow Ravan to lift this bow, because she knew that he can lift it. He was very powerful. But as soon as he lifted it, Shiva came there and pushed it down. And so his finger was under it. You know, it was very painful at that moment for Ravana. But finally, Shiva confirmed that Mother Sita's love for Lord Ramchandra was unparalleled. So this was how the Swayamvara, and then Vishwamitra comes with Ramchandra and Lakshmanji. And Ramchandra lifted it, and then we know what. Then they got married. It was a big function. Then in the exile, she was following like shadow. Yeah, always she is an example of chaste woman, Mother Sita. And she was following Lord Ram wherever he was. And when she was kidnapped by Ravana, it was not the real Mother Sita, but she was the Maya Sita, given by the fire god. Agnidev gave that to, and that went to Lanka with Ravana, because how can Ravan touch spiritual potency of the Lord? It was impossible. So, and then when the whole battle was over, then again she comes back, fire god, that Agni Pariksha happens, and Lord Ramchandra gets the real Sita, and they all came to Ayodhya, and Ram was made the king. And then again one person complains about the chastity of Mother Sita, and then Lord Ramchandra accepted that, and she was, though she was pregnant, she was put in the forest. Lord Ramchandra instructed Lakshmanji to take her to the forest, and then she was in the Valmiki's ashram. She was put, and she was pregnant at that time. But it is explained that why this was done, why Lord Ramchandra did this. So I heard that because the highest love for the Lord is displayed in separation, And when Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita were in the forest, once Lord Ram was laughing. At that time, Ramchandra told Mother Sita that a time will come where we will be separated, and this will just to intensify your love for me. So this is the reason it was done, to give Mother Sita that opportunity to worship Lord Ramchandra in separation. And Valmikiji testifies this, that she was continuously crying, tears were flowing from her eyes. She was writing Lord's name on the floor whole day. So he was totally immersed in devotion of Lord Ramchandra. So it is not like the punishment the way we think, but it was a leela to show that the mood of separation is the highest. You also see in the Vraja Leela how Lord Krishna left Vrindavan to give this feeling of separation to the Vrajavasis. So this is about, and also it is said that there are five mothers whom we should always think of. It is Ahalya, Draupadi, Tara, Mandodari and Mother Sita. Even the saints should meet, because they are so chaste, so ideal character, that they are worth worshipping and meditating for all of us. So that was about Mother Sita. Then it is Janava Devi's appearance day also. So after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, after Lord Chaitanya winded his pastimes from this planet, Mother Janava was initiating all the Vaishnavas. She was like the initiating guru. She was a big preacher traveling and initiating Vaishnavas. She is not a normal personality as we might think of, but she is potency of Lord Balram, Lord Nityananda. And it is said in the God Ganodesh Deepika that Varuni and Revati were wife of Lord Balram. Similarly, Vasudha and Janava, the same appeared in Chaitanya Leela as became wife of Lord Nityananda. So they were also very beautiful. They were born to king named Surya Das, and it is near Ambika Kalna. Shalagram is the name of the village, and they both were born to Surya Das, and their name were Vasudha and Janava. So it is also called that Janava is also known as Ananga Manjari, and Ananga Manjari is also Lord Balaram. And the Lord Balaram is special in a way that he served Krishna in all the rasas, as a Sakya ras, as a Dasya ras, all the rasas. Manifest as a Vatsalya, when he was going, he was taking care of Krishna because Mother Yashoda was telling him. So he was depicting all the rasas. So he was very special personality, Lord Balaram himself. And Ananga Manjari is acting as the most confidential associate of Srimati Radharani. It is said that where Srimati Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi cannot participate, or where they are not allowed, Ananga Manjari is allowed to assist in arranging the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and that is in the Radha Kund. So we sing this Vilasa Kunj. Vilasa Kunj is a place where the Ananga Manjari continuously serves Radha Krishna. So Surya Das and Krishna Das were brothers, and they were devotees of Lord Nityananda. Both the daughters are very beautiful, Vasudha and Janava Mata. So they wanted that they should be married to Lord Nityananda. So the father was dreaming this at night, and in the dream he marries Mother Vasudha and Janava to Lord Nityananda. And when the next day morning he wakes up, he sends somebody to meet Mother Sachi Mata, and he tells the whole thing. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Lord Nityananda, though he was avadhut, but he was asked to get married. So he immediately accept the order, and he marries, and the wedding ceremony was arranged with Vasudha. That was the first wedding that was arranged. But during the wedding, Janava Mata was serving prasadam. She was like covering her head and serving the foodstuff, and her, what do you call, pallu falls off, and another two hands comes and she covers her head again. And Nityananda saw this, Lord Nityananda. And so he understands, and he was already knowing that she was Janava Mata. And so then immediately the second wedding was also arranged, and Lord was married to Janava Mata also. So this is how the Lord got married, and it is said that Vasudha had two child, which was Virabhadra and Ganga Devi, but Janava Mata did not have any child. And Virabhadra is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and Ganga Devi is Ganga herself. She was married to Madhvacharya, they call it. He incarnated as, he was incarnation of Santanu, who was in Krishna Leela, who was married to Ganga Devi. So this is quite connected in that way. So Janava Mata is potency of Lord Nityananda. Now as a tattva, if we look, she is the potency of Lord. So if we heard that if you want to know Radha Krishna, we need mercy of Lord Chaitanya. If we need mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need mercy of Lord Nityananda. And if we want mercy of Lord Nityananda, we need mercy of Janava Mata. So we sing in this bhajan, Jai Radhe Jai Krishna, Sri Janava Pada Padma Kariya Smaran. So this Janava Mata is very, very important for all of us, because she is the Prakash Shakti of the Lord, and she is representing the spiritual master. No? So Janava Mata is representing spiritual master. She is also known to be the one who started, or rather who installed, the first Gauranitai deities. When Narottam Das Thakur was celebrating in Khechuri Gram Gaurapurnima, she went there and she installed Gauranitai, and she taught us how to worship Gauranitai, because whatever scriptures were available otherwise were all teaching us how to worship Radha Krishna. But how to worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda was personally taught by Mother Janava. So she wakes up early in the morning, chanted her rounds, she made nice preparations, lot of bhogas were made that were offered. So, and she was a very great preacher. So when she came to Vrindavan, she did the first Braj Mandal Parikrama with all the Vaishnavas present there. Many Goswamis were there, and she took all of them to different pastime places. So she has a very prominent, she is a very prominent personality who has done lot of contribution to this Gaudiya Vaishnava preaching movement and establishing the worship of Gauranitai as deities. And then after from Braj she come back to Gaurdesh, and in the Gaurdesh Parameswar Das Thakur, it is said that Gopinath deity did not have Radharani before with the deity. Some say it was there, some say it was not there, but then it was installed, Radharani with Gopinath. Now these deities are in Jaipur, Radha Gopinath, and there with that deity, because it was Mother Janava did this, so there is also Janava Mata Vigra in that temple. In the Radha Gopinath temple, there is a deity of Janava Mata also. And to conclude this, Madhu Pandit, she was the saviour of Radha Gopinath, Madhu Panditira Pranadhan, Radha Gopinath. And so, Sriman Rasa Sarambi Vamsi Vata Tatasthita Karsan Venu Sonir Gopi Gopinatha Shriyastunaha. So, Madhu Pandit was worshipping Radha Gopinath at Vamsi Vat, and there is this Pranam Mantra, I could find that. Madhu Sneha Samayuktam Prema Saktam Mahasyam Vrindavane Rasatam Vande Sri Madhu Panditam. So I offer my obeisances to Madhu Pandit, who is most merciful and who has intimate relationship with Radha Gopinath. And that relationship is like Madhu, which is very sweet, and so he is known as Madhu Pandit. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any more comments, Maharaj? Prabhuji?
Besides, Janava Devi Murtiyas and Shams. A very celebrated Ashrams. So then, Jamnam is sorry. And it has been in front of everybody. And one point, Jamnam has had to go over.
श्रीमद भागवतम की सीतारानी की जय, जानवा माता की जय, श्रील मधु पंडित प्रभु की जय।